get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Brought to you by
Twin Peaks.
Thank you, Twin Peaks. So a couple of weeks ago, on the weekend, I do my annual trip with my high school friends to play golf and play poker, where Saturday and Sunday we cut loose and play some golf and play some cards and have some fun. And one of my friends' brothers has a lake house. Yeah.
Whoa.
I know. Out in Lake Palestine. Okay, so Lake Palestine is about an
hour. In Gaza?
No, Dave. We don't go to Gaza. It's a good question, though. But
yes.
We go to, it's about an hour and a half southeast of here, hour 45 southeast of here, not too far away. It makes it pretty easy to get in and out. And so we were driving to the golf course off the lake.
Bingo.
And
which one?
Yeah. And my buddy who lives in Houston, he goes, oh my God, I can't believe we're passing through this town. And I'm like, what town? And he points to this sign up on the road. And the sign says Coffee City. And I'm like, what's the deal with this town? And he goes, they just did this huge investigative report on Coffee City, on Houston News. I'm like, for what? He goes, dude, it's one of the biggest police scams in the history of the state of Texas. And I'm like, do tell.
Sex crimes.
And he starts telling me the story. And so when I come back, I'm like, holy crap. I look up the TV station in Houston, and I start watching this investigative report that these guys did on this city concerning the police department. Coffee City is a town of 250 people-ish, 230 to 250. That's it. With a police force of 50.
What?
Let me reiterate. 230-something people, 50 police officers.
That seems excessive.
You think? So I start watching this. I am so blown away. Here is this guy's intro from Houston.
I'm investigative reporter Jeremy Rogowski. This investigation started with a tip from a KHEO 11 viewer just like you. The tipster said, hey, you have to check out this small town called Coffee City, Texas. It's hiring a ton of cops, and word has it, a lot of them have troubled pasts. So we pulled on that thread, requested a lot of records, and dug in deep. That took a while, and that journalistic journey led us to discover even more problems at this department. And in the end, our investigation got results. Just 2 weeks after our first story aired, the city council took swift and serious action. It fired the police chief and shut down the entire police force.
So
a little bit of breaking news.
This guy, oh, we have breaking news for real?
That is correct. Jim Harbaugh is officially the Chargers head coach.
Okay.
Adam Schefter reporting.
Could have had him here.
Sport.
Could have had him here. All right, we'll get into that here in a little bit. So this is, I don't think I've ever seen an investigative news piece that resulted in what this resulted in. And this should be heralded for all TV journalists, what this guy did. This was absolutely amazing. So you can skip to cut three. What these cops were doing, these cops were dirty as hell, and they would sit in this little town of 230 people, and people that were cruising by Lake Palestine, they pulled them over time after time after time after time to the tune of $1 million a year in fines. All right? So this was a traffic scam that they were doing, and cut to cut three, the background of all these cops.
More than half of Coffee City officers had been suspended, demoted, terminated, or dishonorably discharged from their previous jobs. A dozen were even criminally charged. Their prior discipline ranges from excessive force to public drunkenness, untruthfulness, and association with known criminals. Criminal charges include DWI, theft, aggravated assault, family violence, and endangering a child.
The Hardline!
So these cops were dirty as hell, hired by this one cop who was, I guess, voted as the chief. And he was like, huh, how can I scam the entire state, basically? And so this guy, this investigative journalist, sat down with this Chief Portillo guy. This cop is the biggest idiot in the world. He sat down with a guy who basically ended his career within a week.
So what does Chief Portillo have to say for himself?
I was amped up. And I apologized to my city council, at city council.
Did you apologize to Constable Garcia?
No, I haven't had a chance. I haven't talked to him.
The cussing incident happened 6 months ago.
Is that the real John J. Portillo that people are seeing in this video?
No, I don't just go off the handle.
Well, you did here.
Yeah, because I got socked in the face. I was mad. I was red. And I was upset because they wouldn't, you know, help me file the charges.
It's not the only example we found that calls into question Portillo's character and integrity. In his application to become Coffee City's chief, he never listed this, a DWI charge out of Florida in which he failed to appear in court.
Why wouldn't you disclose that, chief?
Didn't disclose. It was over 10 years ago.
You had an active warrant.
Huh? That was disposed of.
No, it wasn't. Court records show the day after our interview.
So, okay, you can stop that there, which is hilarious. No, it wasn't. So they basically had these bounty hunter. So the cops didn't even live there. And what they would do is write these people tickets. And then if they weren't paying, they had these calls. The cops were basically calling from Houston acting as bounty hunters to get these people to pay.
Oh, wow.
For these tickets, if they didn't. So the scam, which is, let's see, this would be cut number 5.
Turns out there are a half dozen full-time Coffee City police officers who don't even work in Coffee City, Texas. Instead, they work from home, more than 3 hours and nearly 200 miles away in Houston.
This internal email shows they're part of a warrant division. It reads, there is no need to go to Coffee City because you will be spending 95% of your time on the phone, calling people who have outstanding warrants and collecting failure to appear fines. The warrant division is a performance-based division, and officers' pay is based on the failure to appears they collect.
They're basically bounty hunters in a way.
So it runs so deep, and it was just all about getting the money from these fines. So this is going on. This was a 2-week investigation.
What year?
This year.
Okay.
This started in August and ended in September, right before football season.
And that is a common scam in those speed trap cities where you can't handle it by phone or by mail. You have to appear there.
Exactly. Yes. You're exactly right. And so this Portillo saw this loophole and all 50 police officers for this one town. So the city council finds out about it. They suspend the chief. Then they keep doing this investigation and they convene again and they're like, okay, what are we even doing here? And the finality of it was on live TV.
Up first tonight, breaking news from the KHOU 11 Investigates team.
Just a few hours ago, the city council in tiny Coffee City, Texas, voted unanimously to fire its police chief and deactivate the entire police department until a new chief can be hired. This comes after KHOU 11 Investigates uncovered questionable practices in the department in a series of reports.
Jeremy Rogowski is in Coffee City tonight with the exclusive update. Jeremy.
So that's the guy that did everything, and then he updated us of exactly what went down. But this guy got a tip from a caller and started looking into it. They did 3 months of investigative work. They ran a 6 or 7 part series, and by the 6th episode, they had disbanded the entire police force, and this guy's going to jail.
Wow.
It's awesome. Like, it was so crazy. And it still works. You know, we talk about journalism and whatever, it didn't mean anything. Yes, it does. Investigative journalism done the right way, dude, it means everything.
Yeah.
And how many instances?
It's changed so many things in history.
Yes, it really has.
It's a victory for speeders everywhere.
It, well, that too. Yes, it definitely is. But dude, going back and looking at this, and I'll post the video that, that I watched online, because it's awesome news work down there in Houston, and awesome that a town now and people that drive through there aren't scared to death of these dudes that are violent criminals who were fired over and over from their police force just to get one of these cheap ass dirty gigs.
Yeah.
Case closed. Case closed indeed.